الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Respected ulama, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, as the days of Ramadan pass and we experience the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to think and ponder on the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look in the month of Ramadan, how we see and how it is easy for us to leave food, drink for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an amount of time, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. And we see how then in the evening we perform 20 rak'at of Taraweeh Salah behind the Imam, listening to one juz, 1 1/4 juz, maybe more. And how when we are performing and listening to and we are doing this ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. And we're doing it as a collective. And we see how the environment in the whole community is such that it becomes easier and one wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even today, when we came for Jumu'ah Salah, and there was a sound within the masjid where there are a few of us, 20, 30, 40 individuals reciting the Quran, and we can hear this. And when we come, then when a person wants to join, then it's almost like he feels compelled to also recite Quran. That everybody is reciting, let me recite a few sides as well. Let me recite a few pages as well. So this month of Ramadan is such that we see the fadl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest itself. And this whole environment is created how or why? Because every single individual has a focus of knowing that this is the month of Ramadan, and I know that this month of Ramadan is a special month. It's a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends down His special mercy, He forgives, and He removes people from the fire of Jahannam. So a person becomes focused, and he becomes aware that I need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to make sure that I do some level of ibadah. I need to increase my level of ibadah. So as we experience this month, and as we go through this month, one of the reasons why we have this month once in the year is so that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that it's possible for us to carry out the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's possible for us to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. And we are experiencing this, that when we recite the Quran, when we perform salah, when we fast, it becomes so easy for us. And the other aspect is that when we help each other, when we help one another and we encourage one another, it becomes easier. So any problem or any issue or any difficult task becomes easier when it's shared amongst different people or a few people. So to fast alone, independently, on your own, would maybe be a little bit difficult. But when everybody is doing it, or when everybody is fasting, then it becomes easier. So it's individuals that make a community, and the community then becomes an ummah. So if we are individuals who want to contribute positively to the ummah, then we have to make sure that whatever we're doing now, we take it into the 11 months that are outside of the month of Ramadan as well. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that assist one another in those acts of piety and the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand that when we help one another, when we help one another to carry out the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to carry out, then we are not just going to help ourselves, but we are going to help those around us as well. So if we recite more Quran, if we recite, if we fast, if we perform more salah, then ultimately those around us are also going to benefit, because it's going to help them and it's going to contribute to them also wanting to do the same. And connected to that as well is that those actions which are in relation to the creation as well, that we are actively trying to become better individuals to contribute to society, positively to society at large. So for example, if we are going out from this masjid in after Taraweeh and we are congregating on the road or on the side of the road, then one person will join, another person will join, another person will join, and we are making noise or we are talking, and it's 11 o'clock, quarter past 11. And this will be something where we are negatively contributing to the image of Muslims and us as individuals. So if they are non-Muslim neighbors, or if they are individuals that are driving past, they're going to think, look at these individuals, 11 o'clock at night, and they're talking on the side of the road. We may not see it like that. But in terms of the impression that we're giving of us as Muslims, isn't going to be a positive impression. And in the same way, if a person was not to congregate, if one person doesn't stand there, then nobody will stand there. So the same way, when we are, you know, when we are at home and we are giving charity, or if we are assisting somebody, or we are speaking to the neighbor kindly, this will then have an effect and brush off on our family. And connected to this is that generally in the month of Ramadan, the Muslims, as Muslims, we give our zakat generally, because we know that the farad act is multiplied, the reward of the farad act is multiplied 70 times, so to give it in the month of Ramadan. There are masail regarding that as well, in terms of having your calendar year in the month of Ramadan. If a person became sahib al-nisab, meaning he had enough money, or he had the amount of money that makes zakat farad upon him, outside of the year or outside of the month of Ramadan, that will be his day. So for example, if it was the first of Muharram, where a person became the owner of nisab, the amount of money that he needs to be able to qualify as someone who has to give zakat, then that will be his date. But if, say for example, he can't remember, he doesn't know, then he stipulates a day in the month of Ramadan, then the ulama have mentioned this is also okay. So in the month of Ramadan, generally we give our zakat and we calculate our zakat. And some things to understand in terms of zakat as well, that it's a farida, it's an obligatory, it's obligatory on the person who has nisab, who has the amount of money, the threshold, which qualifies him to have to give zakat. And these masail and these rulings, it's very important that we educate ourselves in terms of the how much one has to give, on what he has to give, how it works. There are a lot of misconceptions in terms of zakat and in terms of, you know, how much and when and how to calculate. And for this, one must go to the scholars. Because zakat in itself as a system, ultimately the wealth that we have has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that from that wealth, 2.5% is to be given to those that are poor and needy. Those that are in need, and there are different categories in terms of who can accept and who qualifies as recipients of zakat. So this is something that first and foremost, a person needs to correct his mindset, that the wealth that I have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dictated to me that I have to give 2.5% of this wealth in charity. And then in terms of if a person has a business, if a person has stock, if a person has shares, if a person has pension, all of these are then nuances within the masail or the field of zakat, and how the chapter on zakat, and how a person has to then give and work out his zakat, is very important that he does it properly and accurately. Because ultimately, it's our responsibility as individuals to pay our zakat and to work our zakat out. In terms of worldly matters, we will go to
the best tax advisor, or the best lawyer, or the best person to go and find out in terms of how we can save money, or how we can, you know, make sure that we're doing things correctly, or we are doing it in the most efficient manner. And in terms of this zakat, it's even more important, because this has a bearing on our hereafter as well. It has a bearing on our hereafter as well, and we should try to be as accurate as possible. So for this as well, inshallah, if our date falls within the month of Ramadan, and if we don't know or if we are unsure, then you can approach us as well, inshallah. We had a zakat workshop before the month of Ramadan when Maulana Ibrahim Sahib came as well from Coventry to do the zakat workshop. A lot of brothers, alhamdulillah, benefited. But again, there were only 10 or 15 people. They benefited, alhamdulillah. But the amount of people, you know, the zeal for this knowledge should be far more. We should have a worry and concern about ourselves and our a'mal and our deeds and our hereafter. And it's our responsibility individually. So, in regards to this as well, so a few points just to take away in terms of to summarize, that from now on, whatever we're doing in the month of Ramadan, we need to continue this even after the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is synonymous with the Quran, with fasting, with recitation of the Quran, with the fact that the Quran has been revealed in this month. And we know how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite Quran more in the month of Ramadan as well. So we have a responsibility that whatever we're doing in the month of Ramadan, we make intention that we're going to take it outside of the month of Ramadan. We are going to do the same, if not more. And if we can't, then a little bit less. But we are continuing, and we are going to make sure that the momentum continues. And ultimately for ourselves, but also for the ummah at large, and for those who are around us, and the circle of influence that we have, the sphere of influence that we have in terms of our family members, our friends, those that are in the masjid. And just like in the month of Ramadan, we are coming to the masjid, we also continue to come after the month of Ramadan as well. And whatever moments we have left, the 20 or so days, one third already gone, 10 days already gone, the two thirds of the month that we have left, we make sure that we try even harder. That the first 10 days we have failed, we have done less, we should have done more. But the next two thirds, we try our best to increase the ibadah, to work harder, to try and increase the momentum. So it's easier for us outside of the month of Ramadan as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we make the most of the month of Ramadan. I just asked everybody to stand up, inshallah. Those that are under the age of 12, if we can just have you at the end of the saf. Right now, if we can just make the saf, I can see some children just in the middle. If we can just have them at the end of the saf, and then just fill in all the gaps, so the brothers at the back, they can come and make the sufuf as well.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala falah. Hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahumma rabbana.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الرحيم المنان أكرمنا بشهر رمضان اللهم ربنا لك الحمد آمنا بك وبملائكتك وكتبك ورسلك واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت رضينا بك ربا وبالإسلام دينا ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبدك ونبيك وخاتم رسلك فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله وطاعته قال سبحانه يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أيها المؤمنون نحمد الله تعالى أن بلغنا هذا الشهر المبارك الذي يستزيد فيه المؤمن من الطاعات ويتقرب إلى الله سبحانه بأنواع القربات وأعظمها الصيام الذي هو عبادة للروح والجسد، فالجسد يمسك عن المفطرات والروح تتجمل بحميد الصفات. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس الصيام من الأكل والشرب، إنما الصيام من اللغو والرفث. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Was requested to straighten the rows, fill in all the available gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله